piece of the sugya of Yisayelei. And Dav Hei Amad Aleph. The Gemara is focusing on the words of Rav Anan and the Meimer Rav Anan Amr Shmuel that we had on Dalet Amad Beis. Amr Rav Anan Amr Shmuel Yisrael Mumar La'Avedes Kechavim Mutter Lechol Mishchitaso. That the person who is Mumar La'Avedes Kechavim, as we explained yesterday, based on the Tosfos at the bottom of the Yomad, that is a person who's not Oduk, it's a person who's not doing Avodah Zarah all the time, it's not a person whose entire philosophical compass has changed and is a person who is totally believing and accepting of paganism or some Avodah Zarah. It's a person who is the Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And Pakre, as Rashi says, and as we discussed yesterday, he has a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is discussing that Rav Anan said that a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is Loi Havei Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula. Gemara said that this could also be the interpretation of this Braisa that says Kuti V'Afilu Ora V'Afilu Yisrael Mumar. So that is the approach to Gemara right now. A person who dabbles in Avodah Zarah, who once in a while is serving Avodah Zarah, that does not rob him from his Ne'emonos altogether. And we may have to follow Rava's din of giving him a Shechita knife, but more than that, we would still say, V'shachs Ro'ivin Tzinis Eitzo Shechita Bumchenei. We would still say that we have no reason to be Choshesh, that he doesn't follow if and that we can, if he tells us or if the indications are that it's a kosher shechita, he still has namonis. That's where Manan's dimsh. Again, we said we're going to see the machlokes later on in the sugya. What is the chiddush of Rabbanan? So the chiddush of Rabbanan, we said yesterday there are at least two or three chiddushim Rabbanan. One chiddush of Rabbanan is that we don't say that once a person is a mumar, either for a fundamental principle, or once he's a mumar, certainly the theobi, once he's a mumar for a dover chomor, a very strict din, that there now becomes suspect for everything else that's even less than that. That is one way of phrasing the chiddush of Rabbanan. The person is still a shomer Torah mitzvahs. The fact that he's nichshol in one area, even in a davar chomer ma'od, does not mean that we're now choshesh that he's thrown off kol ha'Torah kula. Another chiddush in Rabbanan is that Chazal did make a din that a mumer la'avodah zarah is nechshav kigoy. They didn't make such a din. Because that's what we pointed out yesterday, that by the fact that the Gemara says that Yehoshaphat could eat from the kitchen the meat of Achav, and that there's no Gezerah that says, better yet, the fact that he could drink the wine of Achav, and that there is no Gezerah that he can't drink the wine of Achav, that what Gezerah could there be? The Gzera could be that a mumar of a zara is nechshav kagoy, and the yain of a goy would be also. So that means that we're saying we could understand the position that of Anan is criticizing. In other words, the machlokes of whether a mumar la omid kechavim is a mumar la kol ha'Torah kula can be based in one of two approaches. It could be suspect, no namonos, we don't trust him anymore. Or it could be, doesn't matter if we trust him enough. Chazal may have made a din. Just like this, like we'll discuss later on, and Hayom and Aleph will discuss about a Mechal Shams Verhesia. Nechshav ke Nochmi for certain halachis. So that we're going to discuss. Is that a Svara or is that a Takon of Chazal? But we discussed yesterday is that Chazal made a takona, that Chazal made a takona at some point later on, that we should not benefit from stam yayin of a goy. We shouldn't benefit, meaning we shouldn't drink it, because Chazal didn't want us to socialize with non-Jews. And therefore they said that yayin shel goy is awesome, shum b'nei seyim. Okay. And the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say that if we would say that mumer lavedazara have a mumer lekola terakula, then that means we would actually look at this Jew as if he was included in the takana of not having goyish wine. I mean, he's not a goy. I can marry his daughter. His daughter is a balas tshuva. So the Gemara seems to say that there is room to say, there would be room to say, that a mumra loved a zorah, chazal made a takon is nechshav kagoy. As we'll discuss here with Aleph. So Rav Hanan's din is a two, could be understood in Rav Hanan's chiddush. There are two chidushim in Rav Hanan. One chiddush is that there's no svara. He doesn't accept the svara. That kevan the mumra loved a zorah, mumra lakol terakul, he doesn't accept they did, there's no nemanah. Next chiddush is there's no takonas chazal that says even if there is no svara that a mumra loved a zorah mumra kol terakul. But chazal made a din that once a person is, again we'll discuss it when we get to it. It could be the chazal made a din as a knas. Could be chazal made a din that a person is moitzi atzim in a klal. All right, so there could be different approaches. But the point that we're making right now is Rav Hanan's din is a two pronged din. The chiddush is he's telling us two different ideas, both of which are evident in the Gemara and Dalam Beis. All right. Now, ultimately, the Gemara says that one could bring a siyua from Yoshafat and Achav, because the Gemara works very hard to explain from Dalam Beis, Hemet Aleph, that Yoshafat and Achav saw Yoshafat came to Achav and he treated Achav as an equal. And if he treated Achav as an equal, we have to assume that they ate together. They didn't say, I can't have your wine, I can't have your I can't have your meat. And that means that Achav wasn't, that the Yoshafat didn't go into the kitchen and say, I only want to have a Vadya Shechita. I want to only have the kosher and the Viyam Shechita. It means that he didn't make a distinction. So this story supports the idea, this episode from Navi, that Yoshafat joined the party of Achav, supports the idea that Yoshafat was allowed to eat from Achav's food, which supports the idea that even though Achav was involved in Avodah Zarah, that did not taint the Shechita. Right. Gemara goes on to say that Lema Messiah will bring another siyua. Now, some of the Sorim point out, Rabbi Yosha points out in his Ha'oras, that Lema Messiah is not a raya. If the Gemara would say, he didn't say this, but if the Gemara says, Zoy Seimeres, that's a raya. That means you have to work very hard to understand there's no other way to Amshat. Lema Messiah means this is a very, very strong indication. But the story of Yoshafat and Achav is not a raya. We can't say we nailed it, because we didn't prove 100% that Yoshafat didn't organize to have kosher meat. But it's all sorts of indications. Yoshafat was working with Achav in order to present himself as an equal, if a pasuk is an equal, and that. But you don't have a raya that you can prove that Yoshafat didn't send one of his aides back in the kitchen and make sure he brings a kosher piece of meat. So that's what Rav Elyashiv points out. You can't walk away from this Gemara and say we can have a raya brew from Yeshafat. The Gemara, the fact that the Gemara goes on to say, I'll bring you another siyua. Once you have a raya, the Gemara doesn't say zay say meres. We can't loim dim. Toshma. Those are rayas. Those are proofs. And the Gemara worked very hard to make sure there were rigorous proof. Lema Misayeya means that the way Rabbi Yoshim says it, that the easiest way to learn Pshat, with the fewest the chukim, says Yeshuvah Eifim Achav. All right. Now, in order to make the story work with the least assumptions to say it was mutter. Otherwise, you have to impose. Yeshafat was willing to tell Achav, I can't eat from all your meat. I have to have a special shechita. I brought my own kelim, or I have I dispatched my aid. You have to have some kind of a kibbutz. If you want to read the Navi, kibshutai. That sounds like Yeshafa and Achav are sitting down to eat as equals, so then it means we have to do something Rabbanan. But it's not, you shouldn't think it's a Rai. In other words, if we're going to find those who argue with Rabbanan, they're not going to spend all night trying to figure out we can figure out when Yeshafa, we can figure it out that we can give numerous speculative answers. So now the Gemara is going to say, another siyua, not a gavaldig raya, but an indication. Good. Daniel, you were going to say before?
Why would the test of Rava work in this case if he is a mumer levodos kochavim, meaning he is the type of buying down to an idol. We're not worried, so he would always use a kosher knife.
Right. I mean, why do we have to give him a? You're asking from two issues. One is do we have to give him a sack in beduka? So that is a long rajba. That when we get further in the suya, we'll come back and discuss whether all of these mumorim do they require
different tests?
Do they require the sack to be given? Then the question: if I don't give him the sack, the zakuti is a special test. The Kuti test, right? That we ask him to eat it of himself. So that would not necessarily work for Mumel Teyome. Because he's under pressure now. If he doesn't eat, he's not going to, his animal won't sell.
But the Mumer, we know that he's willing, there are situations where
Lama Shamek, was that?
The Mumer and Dalad Ben Aleph is someone who we know would eat Trey, if it's supposed to be Mumer Lavodazara, who his type is. Right. He's a yasher guy when it comes to eating bas chalav, but when it comes down to bowing idols, maybe he'll mess up. So
it could be
no shash that he would use a pugim knife.
There's no. But the Gemara discusses that it's. It sounds like from Rava that there is a chashash that if there's a knife right there and it hasn't been checked, then he has to go to the next building to get a sack and that is bothered that he might.
I thought that was dafka for Mumur L'Teyavim, but a Mumur L'Bodes Kochavim, his taiva isn't for eating treif meat, his taiva is for bowing down to something.
That's correct, but that is.
But the test could still apply.
Well, that's assuming that a Mumur L'Teyavim, a Mumur L'Aveira Chamura is not a Mumur L'Rakal. Right, that's why I haven't. That's why there is still what's left to go to this Rashba. You're not yet ready for that. We sort of took a break in Rabba to look at Rabbanan. Okay, so the Gemara is in Heyman Aleph. Messiah, so what you're saying is an open, I'm leaving it open right now, that we know that Rabba has that din for a Mumma L'Tiyavain, and the Gemara says for Kuti also. But Daniel's correct that there is a long discussion in the Rashba and some machlokes rishonim exactly to whom we would insist on having the sakin checked. Okay? Now, hey, Omid Aleph, Omid Gufa. Is it a Gufa? No. Levin Misayele. Right? Levin Misayele. So now we're going to visit another episode and see if this is a Raya for. Or Siyua for Rabbanan, and the story is that Eliyahu HaNavi told Achav that there's going to be, that because of all the Avodah Zarah, because of all the Nevi Sheket, there's going to be a drought. And as a result, because of that, Achav understood that Eliyahu HaNavi had the ability to end the drought, and as a result, Eliyahu HaNavi was a wanted man in the reign of Achav. In addition, Achav's wife, Izebel, had a vendetta against all Nevi'i Emes. So she had wiped out all of the Nevi'i Emes. So he was a wanted man for two different reasons, both by the king and the queen. But Yermila Yoa Tishbi, Mitoishavei Gilon El Achav Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amati Lefonov Imiyah Shonim Ha'ele Tal Umote. That's where the phrase comes from. Ki im lefi dvari. I have the maftechas of rain. And there was a terrible drought, and the people were suffering. And Elio says to Achav, I'm going to... That's why when the later on, after our Carmel, when Hashem says to Elio to appear in front of... When he tells Ovadia to go to Achav and say that he has a message from Elio and Novi, so Achav says, you're going to kill me. He's a wanted man. I know where he is, and I didn't bring him in. So the Gemara, so the Navi says, "Vayi devar Hashem elov leimar." And then Hashem says to the Navi, "Leich mizeh, run away, ufanisa lecha keidma, and v'nistarta v'nachal kris asher al penei hayardein." He sent him to some little tributary of the Yarden. Vahoya me anachal tishte vesa orvim tzivisi lechal kelchosham. And you'll drink water from the river, and ravens will come and they will take care of you. Vayelech vayas kedar Hashem, vayelech vayeshe benachal kriz, asher alpani ayarden, vorvim vivim loy lechem ubosir ba boiker, velechem ubosir ba orev, umin anachal yishte. It was like, drones, these orvim would come, these ravens would come. In the morning they brought breakfast. Wasn't a bad breakfast, lechem u'basar, and in the evening they brought dinner. Okay. But vahimi keitz yomim vayivash hanochel ki lo yoyo geshem boretz. And as the drought continues, Elio himself would now suffer from the drought, and there was no water. So then the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go to the Tzarefas, and there he has the episode with the Isha Tzarefasi, and he ends up reviving the child. But the initial meeting of Elio and the Tzarefasi was that he says to the Tzarefasi, to the woman, "Can I need some water?" And obviously it's a drought. She says, "Fine, I'll give you water." And then he says to her, "I need also some bread. I need a bagel. I need some biscuits." He says, she's a widow. It's a son and me, and we've left is for one meal." And he said, "I told my son one meal, and then we're done. We're going to have one meal. We'll bench one more time, and then we're done. Nothing else." So Elio and Navi says that first bake a piece of bread for me. And then bake for yourself, and you'll see that you'll always have enough flour, enough oil, the kachavi for the next year. So that whole meeting, you have to appreciate what Eliano was asking the almana, right? Only one who's supporting the son, and the emunah that the almana had. Now let's come back to these orbim. So where did these ravens get So Rav explained the backstory over here. V'omer Yehuda Omer Rav, mi'beitam chei da'achov. Where were they getting the meat from? Who had meat? The king had meat. So the ravens were bringing the meat from the palace and bringing it to Leonavi. Ben Yehoyada is the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai was one of the great Sephardi Gedolim, I think, in Baghdad. And he wrote a sefer on Agadata called the Ben Yehoyada. So the Ben Yehoyada makes two very impressive points. One is that the Oirev is known as a kind animal or as a cruel animal.
Cruel,
right? Why is it cruel? The Ori will not have Rachmanis on his own children. So not own chickens, birds. So the Ben Yoyada says, see what Kishmaruch was doing. It was bringing the most, the one bird who's known to be Amidas, it didn't think a bird, and was bringing the Midas and Rachman to help support Eliyahu. All right? And that fits into the larger story that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu criticized Eliyahu for being so inflexible in his approach. So Eliyahu Navi was of the approach that Klal Yisrael have to meet the Midas Hadin. And then through the Midas Hadin, then they will be brought back to Tshuva. And the story comes around that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Eliyahu Navi to task for insisting on the Midas Hadin, and ultimately brings Eliyahu to the Midas Harachamim. And Ben Yehuda says the first indication of this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first remez HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending Eliyahu, look, I'll let the Midas take care of you. You will need the Midas Hadin. You'll need the Midas, you'll need Hamtokas Hadin. The Ori will carry on Midas and you can't live. So you'll need Hamtokas Hadin in order to be able to survive. And then the Ben Yehuda says, and even you see one of the Midas, the Ribbono Shel Olam over here. Achav was trying to kill Eliyahu, right? He was a wanted man. Right? He had his picture up in the post office. Achav was going after him. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He made sure that Eliyahu was supported from Achav's palace. Achav ended up, he tried to kill Eliyahu, Achav was keeping Eliyahu going. He says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Paroi wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that Paro's daughter should raise Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's trying to put him into the water and kill him, and he ends up paying for every room on board. So this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's derech, that when the Rishon are out to get Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the Rishon end up taking care of Klal Yisrael. Ki v'dover shezodu aleyem. Right? Yisrei says to Moshe Rabbeinu, why am I so impressed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's nisim? Ki v'dover shezodu aleyem. That Kadosh Baruch Hu shows his malchus by making the Rishon or to get us, making them suffer in the way, in a fashion that they try to hurt us, and even a step further. They made the Russia support and make sure that Eliyahu kept up. All right, so that's the story. The Gemara says, but there's Halachim here. How did Eliyahu HaNavi eat the meat? He should have had the water from the Nachal, and he should have some of the bread. But how could he have mivei tamchei da achav? Must be, Rabbi Anan is correct. That even though Achav was a mover, even though he did serve it sometimes, but he was still a shomer mitzvahs. And came with the mover, but a zara, only having mover, lekolatera kula. All right. So that's the siyua. Why is it only a siyua? Why is it an araya? The Gemara has an answer. Even before the Gemara gives the answer. Maybe it's pikuach nefesh. Maybe it's all you have to eat. Gemara says, not a good araya. Why? Al pi adib rishayne. Not a good ride, because you look back at the Navi says, Lech mizeh fun nisa, lo yimei nochel tishte, v'sa orvim tzivisa, lechal kel chasham. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm working it out for you. So how can you bring a ride to Ravanan when Kadosh Baruch Hu said so? The Gemara goes in to say that maybe Orvim are not really Orvim. Maybe Orvim are two guys whose name is Orev, because the Gemara brings it right that was a name that was used at that time. Where it says, what are the chances that you have two guys the same name as Orev happen to be around to take care of? Right? Maybe they're called Orvim because they come from Orev. It's the name of the place. So if two guys that come from Orev. The Gemara says, and then the Gemara brings a raya that sometimes people were named after the names they were called by their name. The Gemara says that then it would be two orvim, not two orvim. Okay, so now our storyline is maintained, and the Gemara is a kasha, shakul v'tayi. The Gemara simply is raya, no raya. Okay, good. That's the end of the sugya. You have to go on to the siyua. However, when the Gemara says there's no raya, so the Gemara doesn't say there's no raya, that maybe the orvim brought a little. Settle with it. Maybe the Orvin, just like the Orvin could pick up meat, and the Orvin could know where to go, so maybe the Orvin picked up a little note from Ovadia saying, the INK, this is Ovadia's kashrus, he shechted it, a little plumber from the person who checked this, right? Because Rochel can, if the ravens can bring meat, they can bring something, that, an indication that it was kosher meat. Kadosh Baruch Hu could tell, could bring it with some packaging. No. They'll know exactly it didn't come from the house, so we'll bring it with a page from the sitter, so we'll know it's from Avadia, right? Naf Machov. So the Gemara says, no. Alpi Adibur Shaini. This is different because Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Taisva says, is that correct? Vim Toimar. Taisva says, if that's the case, what was the kasha? I mean, the Gemara, when the Gemara is quoting the Navi. So when we opened up with the kasha, we knew that it was Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, it's the ravens. So the Gemara says, if it's so obvious, Taisha says, what was the kasha? What was the raya to begin with? Taisha's kasha is that in the Havamina, the Gemara is, Taisha's assuming the Havamina was that this was not part of the Nebuah. That it wasn't especially sanctioned by Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'may desol kadayta de lehavi al pi diber. Tikshe to omar rav bosush and es alim in a ayin osir. Gemara says we have a Gemara that's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Of bosush and es alim in a ayin. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch has okay that if a person has meat and lost track of the meat, right? For example, a person got a delivery from the got an Uber Eats delivery, and the driver of the Uber Eats is not Jewish. And he brings the delivery from the restaurant, and the restaurant did not put a label on it. So he comes with a boxed chicken nuggets. So is it mutter to have it or not? Because from the time that the restaurant made the chicken nuggets until it gets delivered, and there was no hashgach on it. So Shema Yachlev, maybe the Uber Eats driver came to this restaurant and they wasn't ready yet. He was in a rush. So he said, I'll give him an upgrade. Instead of going to a 5-star kosher restaurant, I'll go to a 5-star treif restaurant. Right, I'll go to a 6-star, 7-star, whatever. So I'll upgrade him. So he won't be upset with me. It'll be fresh, it'll be hot. Instead of going to the other side of town, well, I'll get it from next door. But he knows exactly how it looks. So the bosush, do we have to be choishesh, that meat that has been left alone, or in the Gemara's, the Shulchan Aruch's case, is a person finds meat in a public area. So, and roiv of the places in the area are, let's even say roiv of the places are kosher. But no one's been looking at this piece of meat for a while. Bosush in this aleim in a ayin. So Rav says that Bosush in this aleim in a ayin is a din. I believe that the Nase Kalim assume it's a din de Rabbanan, that even if Al Pi Roiv, the meat is kosher meat, but we have to have ongoing Ashkocha, ongoing Simonim. There is a Machloikas in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says we're making on this, where the Simon is a Mokin. If I know I left my meat here, and I know the meat is still here, so we say Simon is, that Mokim is a Simon. So Shulchan Aruch said, Mechaber says to 2 days, Ramos is Remekel on that. That if there's no Reyusa, on the other hand, if the food was delivered by a Goy, so then we can't use that Simon, that Kandimsa Kanoya. There the Achronim say, well, what happens if we know that if the seller says, yeah, I did prepare this order. So is that enough? Is that enough to undermine the Iser Bosesh and his Alamadai? So it's discussed in the Poskim. So the Tosfos says, whatever you're going to tell me, if there's no Simen, even the Habamina was. The Habamina was that, don't worry, we're not worried about... We're following Rabbanan, right? The Habamina was the meat. For some reason, he knew that Achav was the. It came from Achav's palace. Maybe nobody else had meat at that time. We know it was brought by Orvim. No, and we hold. What do we hold? We hold Mumar LaBeit Chachamim is Lav Mumar LaChol HaTorah Kula. All right. So we know that Roiv mit Tunis Ashchitum Bumchenein. So I'll be Roiv, it's kosher meat. Good. So the Gemara says that was the Habamina. And the Gemara's Maskana is that you can, that over here, maybe we don't like Rabbanan. Or here, Kadosh Baruch Hu said don't like Rabbanan. I'll be Dibur. Alright? So that's the Taisus Kasha is that according to the Habamina, what happened to Ravsden? We're bringing a riot to, obviously Rav's in is much later, but the din that the Gemara quotes for Shem Rav, that Basar Shenis Alei Menayin, that Basar that is not meat, that has not been supervised, right? So they have, is Asa. The Omar Rav, Basar Shenis Alei Menayin Asa, V'yesh Leimar. So the answer is, V'zeh Hoya Yadua, so you're forced to say Bal Korchenu, you're forced to say that even the Havamin of the Gemara was that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring you food with ravens, that's considered as if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it comes from Achav's kitchen. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't worry about the Bosar, Shinnis Alem and Ayin. Don't worry about these Orvim. But there's an Iser of Shchitas Mumer. If we don't hold like Rav Lisiwa, right? And so that the Gemara didn't assume, the Habamina wasn't that Alpi Dibur would help for Shchitas Tavoche Achav. And the answer is no, Alpi Dibur helps for that as well. Again, what's Tosfos suggesting? Have a kasha. Elio ate from the kitchen of Achav because the ravens brought it. Good. Gemara says, but the kitchen of Achav had a Avodah Zarah nix there. How could he eat from it? Right? Answer is, must be, Mumer l'Avodah Zarah, lo yave Mumer, Raya for Rabbanan. Answer, Gemara says, not a good Raya. Why? Al pi hadibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to eat from it. Good. Okay. So now, we thought we had a Raya for Rabbanan, and there was no special dispensation of the Ravon Shalom. And now the Gemara is saying, you never know, maybe we hold that it's really, we have to be choishish. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't be chayshish. Okay, so no raya. Now Taisva says, what about Bosish and his element ayin? So Taisva answers, the Gemara always understood, I'm going to be soymech on the dibur, on the nevuah, for Bosish and his element ayin. But how can I be soymech on the nevuah for shchitas mumur? That must be Rabbanan. One says, no, even for that then I'll be soymech on the dibur. What's that he's talking about? Why in the Havamina did it make sense to be soymech on the nevuah? And the Gemara says, and the Chiddush is, no, you can be soymech on the nevuah for all our problems. What's the issue? And what's the difference? Why did the Gemara first begin by saying, I'll only be soymech al adibur, one not for the other? How do you understand Taisus? Ritva. Ritva rides Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains what's Alpi Dibur. This is the lesson of Rashi. She tirule kadosh baruch hu lefisha. They really, we hold like Rabbanan, and it's haka osir, and the kadosh baruch hu said, mutter, why ka posak? Vikoshali, uta ka ari leheicha, la yoda lei lahaikra. So Ritva asks what I was saying before. What was the Maksha thinking? The Maksha knew the story, didn't know the Pasuk. What was the Kasha? The Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to trip up Eliyahu HaNavi. He's going to feed him treif. The Maksha didn't understand. What was I thinking? This is a riot. But oh, question number two. The Maidla, the Masaka Daitel, Vidiva Mishori, Vaika Mishum Boser, Shetam Rayan. Taisus Kasha. And if you're not going to assume from the outset that whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu says you can eat, you can eat, so what about Bosar? Shin Salman Ayin. V'oid. Next question. Lama yatid le Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisur? Shal loy le tzarech. V'chi ein loy la Kadosh Baruch Hu Bosar shal heter lo seis loy. Oy me avad mishimas alofim. Then he has a different kind of a kasha. Not be halachadik a kasha. But it is a kasha that always has to be asked. Whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu does some kind of a nes, according to Ben Yoyada, was a lots of nisim that an Oyrim did at the Rachmanis take an act that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the meat after from Achim. So every nes, we always have to try to figure out what's the teelos of the nes. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching us, right? Gemara, the Rishonim say Kadosh Baruch Hu does not go chutz mi gidrei atem unless it's necessary, because we discussed the Parshas Noach in previous years. Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself kederach and when there's it's impossible to limud, but there's something Kadosh Baruch Hu to teach us, so then I'm going chutz mi gidrei atem. So the Ritva says we know there was kosher meat around. We know Evadya was a sheikhed, Evadya was in charge of meat, he's in charge of 7,000 Nevi'im. That's what the Gemara pointed out in Talmud Beis. So we know there was kosher meat. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm going to bring meat from Achav? Let me bring meat from Evadya. May Evadya be Shivas HaLofim. All right, so we give it a little bit of terrors from Minya Yoda. And that's Davke as a shtoch to Achav. L'chach niru lefarish. The meikra nami avisol the daitoch yalpia kadosh baruch hu ochloi shevticha sheyevilo yoiv min amokim korv mi korv min tabochi de acham v'lo yechush lo oiv min the mice the yalmam. So the Ritva says it must be that the havim in the Gemara was that of course the only reason that Eliyahu HaNavi is eating meat that birds bring is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to bring the meat the birds bring. Otherwise, he can't eat stam mifan meat. A bird brings meat, even if he's a reliable bird. Shachris brings a meat after he daven Shachris, and right after he daven Marv. Af al pi kain, he knows the schedule. He looks like a firm bird. Af al pi kain, he can't be samach on a stomach drone dropping meat in the place. So the Gemara says, it must be the reason he was eating the meat is because Baruch Hu said. So you feel the Mokim Korib, and the Ritva is assuming as well, then because Baruch Hu was telling him it's gonna be good. I'm gonna get palatial meat. I'm not bringing scraps from some barbecue that's taking place in Galilee. I'm gonna bring it all the way there. No, I'm taking good care of you. I'm giving you meat from the top of the line. Meat comes from the king. Comes from the best meat, and it won't be old. I'll make the birds fly fast. They come close. It's gonna be good. Right. And you don't have to be afraid that he's, that the birds are bringing from some Arab halal not far from here, right? That hasn't even. You have to be afraid they're bringing meat from Chutz Laaretz. No, we can make it from any place. Ushma mina, the tabachi de acham kulei hetera uchnerana, and therefore it must be that when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Navi, I'm going to provide you with meat. Where's it coming from? It's coming from Achav's kitchen. All right? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu paskin. Coming from Achav's kitchen must be that we paskin like Rav Nan. The Eloi, afilu menar korai velo chush l'ruba. He says, because if not for that information, so then they have to be choshish, rave meat around. Would if you didn't hold like Rav Hanan, rive meat was shechted by Ibn Avadah's Aronix, right? Because Avadya and his group was a minority. Right. So what's the Ritva saying? The Ritva saying that is when you read Pshat in the Navi before you do any kind of Iyun Bachlav, what do you think about it? You do Pshat in the Navi. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Orvim are going to come. What does that mean? It means, I'm telling you, the meat is coming from a kosher place. Trust me. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm going to provide chafe meat for you. All right? How can I bring meat from a kosher? I'm going to bring you good meat. All right? Achav's kitchen. Right? Achav's kitchen. We pass like Rabbanah. Gemara says, Uparkinon, and then the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya from this episode of the Navi. Why? Shaini v'hu mafticho lo shivi lo yafilu min amiyot ki noku leitzel Hashem yizbarach v'lekel ameim l'gabi didei kol d'poshim v'barvash, says the Ritva. No, maybe al pi hadibur simply means the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Elio, I'm bringing you meat from Avadya. Apiyadiba shiny. Fumaftichelai. In other words, that the Ritva is saying it's like a mitzis, like a shaklavatai. We thought Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Elio Novi, we pass like Rabbanan. Maybe not. Maybe all, in other words, the Ritva is saying Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Eliyahu Navi something. Simply to drop the meat off, couldn't eat it. So what's the point? So meat is a nisayon for Eliyahu Navi. Dropping meat morning and night, I'm going to give you a nisayon. Doesn't seem that way from the Navi. The Ritva says, no, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Navi something. So we assume, what did he tell him? He told him, Achav's kitchen, Aranan. Let me say, hey, like, what's that? I never see you. Nothing. He's telling him, I bring you meat from the kosher meat. I'm telling you where the meat comes from. Melekel and Memel Agavidi Day, Kol Tavosh and Mubarish. He says, Lachari al Machlaik between Ritva and Taisvis. Right? Ritva says, relax. He just to get this to Machlaik, and I'm shutting the story. No Chidushim over here. We made a bad assumption. Now I can learn the story with a better assumption. Good? Taisva says, there's a whole tulpa over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Navi, don't worry if Bo Sesh is Al-Mirayim. Right? And we assumed he was also saying, and that's all he told him, I'll take care of the buzzer, I'll bring it from Achav's kitchen, and I'll take care of buzzer's Amenai. Right? That you can trust. Gemara says, no, maybe, because Baruch Hu was saying, I'll take care of buzzer's Amenai, and I'll take care to make sure that it's not enough from a mumer. So that means Tais had a Havamina, that I can't use Alpi Dibur for every din. I have to be semich in the chazakah of Ravana. But then the chiddush is, no, I can use Alpi Dibur. Another, the coin to Ritva is simply get the story right. According to Tosfos, it's that only being semich, that I can be semich in the Kiddush Baruch Hu for one halacha that I understand. The chiddush is, I can be semich in the Kiddush Baruch Hu for both halachas. Before we even go deeper into understanding Tosfos and the Ritva, so the Maariv Chayis raises a deeper and more fundamental question. First of all, he points out that there is a machlokes amongst the Midrashim. According to the Tanchuma, the Orvim were bringing food from Yehoshaphat. It's a whole different story. Right? And Tanchuma says, what do you think? Because Baruch Hu is going to send his shlichim at Achav's home. He's going to mechaber Achav with halig of birds. What are you talking about? Because Baruch Hu's shlichim don't go into place like Achav, right? Nims of Agilion, we found in the margins of the Maritz's Chayis's Shas, that the only way to understand this is based on the comment of the Mishnah Melech on Perek Tes of Ishus. Why is that? The Koyach in the Yov Ein Erak Lavar Esofik Mitzias Amoloi Lagid Daita B'Sveiko Adedina. What's the Maritz Chayis responding to? And what about Eliyahu Bar Carmel? Well, look at the Tshuva Space Yak. This, the Bar Lan doesn't have the mitzvah isim, but the back of the Gemara, you have another Bala Gilyonis, somebody else who wrote the modern Gemaras, they make it easier and they put it all together in one page. So the Mitzvah Isot spells out what the Maariv Chayis was concerned about. Kosher, the Isa, the Iki Sura, Heyech Ochel El Yov V'Somach Al Nebuwasa. Kai Milon, the Ein Davi Rashai Lechadeish Dovar, V'Af Lefisha. Elam Kain, the Migdar Milsa. No, now we're getting to the bottom of this. We have to figure out over here, right? Till now we're dancing around what's Pshat, what was the Kasha, what was the Teretz, what was the other Yisr. But there's a much deeper problem over here. Alpiyah Dibur, what's Alpiyah Dibur mean? No? What's Alpiyah Dibur mean? Can't bring a Raya because. Was that Nevuah? So what does that mean? Does that mean the Nevuah? What do you learn Pshat? Alpi Adibur. So what's the Gemara concluding? Alpi Adibur and? Yeah, in other words, are you telling me that really we hold the Rav Anan and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying we're going to give a dispensation, a papal dispensation from Rav Anan? Is that the pshat? This is really a good raya for Rav Anan.
Well, some of you were saying Rav Anan was wrong in that
Or is a Kadosh Baruch Hu paskening against Rabbanan? Leima misai. What's the Gemara? Leima misai yeyale. We're going to bring a raya to from the story to what's how the raya going to be? Simple. And the Yoh Anovi is eating meat from Achav's kitchen. Good. A raya that we pasken that mumur la b'tz kachovim la having mumur kol tera kula. You can eat the meat. Mara says not a good raya. Maybe misayei alei. Maybe it's a siyu. Maybe it's that it's not a siyu b'chlal. Where can I get the Rashi? Maybe the Rashi says Shekadosh Baruch Hu itiru lefi shah. What does that mean? That we pass in which way? Yes, Rabbana. Maybe we should say that mumer la'ovid kechavah me'ul chol terakula, and the meat is to be treated as treif meat, either mitam svara. Then, if you, how can you trust a guy who's a mumer la'ovid zara? Next question. And if you trust a guy mumer la'ovid zara, maybe chazal min etakana. He's like a guy. Maybe this is punk for carrots. You want to bring me a raya for Ravana? We have punk for it. That it's a raya against Ravana. You know why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to know, I'm sending you meat, because if I wouldn't tell you that, you couldn't eat the meat. Why didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu simply say, Elio, trust me. Go to this place. Oh, Elio goes, some water, a maimon, lech lecha. Right, that's the lashon. You notice that was the lashon. Lech mizel fenisa lecha. Eliyahu Navi, he says, go. Then he wakes up the next morning. Ah, oh, piece of meat drops. Momen Hashemayim. Right. So the Gemara say no. If meat would just drop in Hashemayim, Eliyahu could eat that. Mumber, where's it coming from? Rave meat may come from some Arab halal shochet. He can't eat that. And maybe it comes from Achav as well. Achav is also a mumer. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell him, I'm going to send you Orvim? Why did he tell him that? Next morning, the Orvim are going to come. So Rashi says he told him that because he tiru l'fishah. He was being matir in Iser. Right? That's from the Gemara. Don't bring a raya for Rabbanan for Kerit. Bring a raya against Rabbanan. Comes in Mitzvah and says, now we're talking about the much bigger issue over here. And that is that if you have a nevuah, if tonight you have a nevuah, that, I don't want to get political over here, I get that certain Rabbi Machshir is a good, gives a good hechsher, right? So then you wake up in the morning and say, Rabbi Sai, nothing to worry about. I had a nevuah last night. Chalei Malayla, Kadosh Baruch Hu came. Maybe I had a few simanim as well. My nevuahs are good nevuahs. I had three predictions in the nevuah. They all came true. And at the same chaloim, three good simanim, and I'm telling you, the action is a good action. No, what would you say? Mut erosar, eat it, put a sign. Good action, alpi nevuah. No. Somebody comes to the wedding and says, who is the where does the meat come from? And you say, don't worry, last night I had a nevuah that the meat by this chasen is good. No, what's the din?
Every other chasen is back.
What do you mean?
Wasn't that if you're told that specifically this time it's okay,
yeah.
In every other case it's not.
Okay. He's being mad to you, so yeah, fine. But can Eliyahu eat the meat? You're right. The Gemara ends up saying it's farkeret.
Eliyahu can eat the meat, but everyone
else can't eat the meat?
Yeah.
Why? Can you eat the meat up in the boar? Was that? That's right. Gemara in Bavzi Daf Nun Ches. Right? Lev Shemayim. Right? Pasuk in Bechukoysa, I think. No? Maybe Matis. Ein Navi Rashay Lechadesh Dovar. Navi can't Now it's true, and that's what the Maariv Chayis is pointing out. It's true that there is, the Gemara says that a Navi is Rishai Lechadesh Dover LeMigdar Milsa, that a Navi Hayro Shol LeMigdar Milsa. If Eliyahu Navi says that Shechita Babomois is Mutter this one time in Hara Carmel, LeMigdar Milsa, so what does that mean? Eli has to be a Navi Boduk. He has to have a reputation like Eliyahu Navi. That's number one. He's not a Navi Boduk, but he's ever a Pasuk in Chumash. Let me knock him out. But if he's a Navi Boduk and he tells us this one time it's going to be Mutter, and we're doing this because we want to prove one particular, we want to help Klal Yisrael, so then that's okay. That's a Hirosha. Right? But Elio, by the Orvim, so first of all, wasn't this one time? It was day in, day out. And it's not, what's the Migdar Milsa? What did it do for Klal Yisrael? So if that's the case, what's Alpi Diver doing for us? How do you even shot in the sugya? Now every cash becomes a bigger cash. First of all, how do you read the sugya? Alpi Diver. What does that mean, Alpi Diver? Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi says, not stam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, I told you. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being mati the Yisr for you. So Eliyahu should have said, I'm sorry. Can't be mati the Yisr. But we see a daf and ches. Right? Let me shemayim me. Doesn't help. Becomes a nisoyan. Bigger nisoyan. I can't eat the meat, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's okay. Still can't eat it. So that's, but he ate it, Pashto. So what does Alpi Dibur mean? That's the kasha number one. Number two is now the Ritva has to be understood again. Because the Ritva is saying at first we thought the Alpi Dibur was going to help, was just telling me it's telling me the din of Ravanan. No, the Alpi Dibur is just telling me it's coming from, I'll tell you where it's coming from. I'll tell you which kitchen it's coming from. Why am I being semech al pi dibur? I have a din. I go bus a roiv. Roiv it is treif. End of story. Toisvus says, ah, for bosush in this alimino ayin, I understand following the dibur. That's good. Not a problem. But for Rav Anan, that's what he means. To be machriya machloikis, maybe. That there, that was the having minute to say, no. I'll use my alpi dibur, listen to my nebuah, legabe bosur shenis alei merayin. But alpi dibur for Rav Anan, no, and then Habib said, no. That's a big chinish over here, no? There's some big chinish going on over here. When are we saying on a nevuah to be matri surim? That was Ezra and Dover. Right?
Maybe the nevuah is allowing us to rely on the Mia in the sense of that we're not going to paskin like Rabbanan, but what this Messiah, meaning what this indication is doing for us is showing us that the opinion of Rabbanan really is legitimate in some cases, but meaning for the greater klal, we're not going to rely necessarily on Rabbanan saying that a mumar lavodazar that we can always eat lechachila from his shchita, but b'shasad chak, the opinion of Rabbanan is legitimate.
See, you're getting into bigger trouble because you're saying the alpi dibur is mamish to give to teach you about a shach and shulchan aruch. Right, that we do paskin. That's mamshik be against the ein navi v'shal chadesh dover. No, v'chein navi sha'oral diber yatzir. Rambam writes that v'chein lamanu chachamim b'chol im ye'omer lochan navi avor al diber yitavik eliyol bar karmel shemal loy chutz me'avodes chachamim. It says if a Navi tells you la'avor al kol achas mi mitzvah termiter oy al mitzvah harbe, it doesn't matter, because he tells you not to do this mitzvah kala. Can't listen to him. He becomes a Navi Sheker. And he says, he tells you to matir and iser. Like, that's the lashon of Rashi. Say, if it's lefisha, yom ar karmel, hikri v'ayla v'chutz. Right? It was shchut eichutz, not bomb, shchut eichutz. V'mneishu navi, he was a navi mitzvah l'shmor eloi. V'gam v'zeh namer lov tishvon. V'ilu, shalu was eliyahu. And they said to him, Heyech Nakor Masha Kosuba Taira. Ben Tala Elisechu Bachol Mokin. Hoyo Oimer, right? They ask Eliyo, what's the talk of the din? Can I go home now and do Shchut Eichutz? He did it by our Kamal Fumbi. Eliyo Navi would say, absolutely not. Lay Hoyo Oimer, Lay Nemar, Ela Magrib, Machutz, Lo'el Machayev Kores. What I'm doing is a chiyuv kares. Abol ani akriv hayoyim b'chutz b'dar Hashem kidei lachish nevi abal al derech hazois. He says if that happens, then you're allowed to listen. V'im omru shadover neka lo'olam misase v'chenek v'cheinim okar dover midvarm shelaban v'yashmua oy she'omar badin midinei aterish Hashem tziva lo'y shedin kach. Right? If the Navi would say, like Chaim is saying, we paskin like Rabbanan. We paskin like Rabbanan in a shasat chak. If that's the case, harei zei novi sheker v'yechenak. Ava bisha also is. He was a gavaldig novi. He did made the nisim. So now the kasha is, what is al pi divur? Prakaret. Becomes even a marchomidike. All right? So look at the... it's late. So look at the... these Galyanas carefully, the Maris Chai, the Mitzvah Yisan, and we'll finish up. And the Mishnah Melech, do not go through the entire Mishnah Melech, it is huge. The Mishnah Melech is, I forgot to tell you, it's the very, very, very end. The truth is that the Maris Chai summarizes the importance of the Mishnah Melech. It was a huge Mishnah Melech, and I forgot that it's so big. It's Mamish, the last few lines.